I think I can say with a large amount of certainty that we all want to be rooted in Adonai. To be stable, to be strong in our faith, rooted in the word that he gave us. And there are times in Scripture that we're compared to trees. And we can say that just as a tree's health and productivity are a direct quality, the direct result of the quality of their roots, a person's true nature will be reflected by their roots as well. Their roots will show through their spiritual and moral condition. It causes and manifests their fruit to come out. Bless you. Again, that fruit that they produce comes not from branches that everyone can see, but are due to the roots that no one can see except for Adonai. Today I want to look a bit at what bad roots look like, what good roots look like, and how to improve our own roots that nourish in our spiritual lives. So in the world today, there seems to be many people who look good, look like a very large and healthy tree. The public looks at them and they see what they believe to be success. They look good, and many people follow them on social media, all those kinds of things. They follow their examples. They follow their instructions that they give out. But if we were to examine their fruit, do we actually see the love of Messiah in them? Do they have the ability to care for those who are not able to give anything back to them? Do they set themselves up as the Messiah that the world's looking for, saying that they're the only ones, they're the only ones who can do and help them? Do they retaliate by attempting to hurt those who they perceive as being hurt by? We should look to see what their fruit is so that we know who they are. But the world is happy with seeing a tree that has leaves and appears to be big without looking at the branches for the fruit. It's up to each of us not to look at them with admiration or to follow their footsteps. Instead, we're to look up and walk in the footprints of Yeshua. As much as we may try to look at another person's roots, they're buried, so they're not visible by man. We can only see what is visible, which is the fruit that they produce. And some of that fruit may even fool the eye. Maybe it looks good, but sometimes they can produce fruit that looks okay. But if we look real closely, we see that they don't constantly produce fruit. And that'll fool us into thinking they're okay. Because we see something here that looks not too bad. But if we look a little bit further, we see something different. We'll see the true nature of a person. Because eventually it's going to come out. They're not going to be able to fool all the time. Yeshua teaches us about men and their fruit. When we look at Matthew 7:15, starting in verse 15, we read this. Watch out for false prophets. This is Yeshua speaking. Watch out for false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruit. Grapes aren't gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles, are they? Even so, every good tree produces good fruit, but the rotten tree produces bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree produce good fruit. When we look at a tree with our own eyes, we may see things that make us think that it's healthy. The size of the branches with big green leaves, maybe even the overall size of the tree, maybe even the birds that are nested in it, that are singing down from us. But these are not what Adonai says to look at. We can be fooled when we look at the appearance, but if we look at the fruit, we will know the true nature of the tree and also a person as well. Yeshua says, be careful how we look at people, because they will not always be what they look like. He says that false prophets will look like sheep, but they actually are wolves in sheep's clothing. These days, it's easier than ever to disguise yourself, if you want to draw a very large audience. With social media, everyone wants to look good before a large following. They may look good, but we are challenged to see what kind of roots and fruits they have. What they say sometimes can sound good. They can even sound right. But that is not what we're to look towards. The reality is that we cannot see the roots, but should be careful to examine the fruit they show off. The condition of the fruit reveals the true condition of the roots. In the same way, the evidence of a life lived following Messiah is revealed in the fruit, but it's determined by the roots. When we look at a prophet, the false prophet is not revealed by the prophecy specifically, but instead by the fruit of their lives. You know, prophecy can take a long time to live out, to come to fruition. But their roots and what they produce as fruit will always show the discerning eye who they are. So what happens to those with bad or no fruit? Yeshua teaches us in Matthew 21, starting in verse 18, "Now early in the morning, as he was returning to the city, he being Yeshua, he became hungry. Seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he came up to it and found nothing on it except leaves only. And he said to it, 'May no fruit ever come from you again.' And the fig tree shriveled up at once." This can sound kind of harsh. Why did Yeshua curse the tree so that it died? It sounded healthy. It was full of leaves, but there was no figs. If they were full of leaves, then there was expected to be leaves. Fig trees fruit at the same time that they become leafy. This tree was displaying false healthiness. There was something wrong with the tree. And Adonai knew the root of the tree and also knew that it was not doing what it was designed to do, which was to give fruit when it was leafy. Yeshua was not fooled by the appearance, but cursed it for being false. I would assume that the roots were not what they should have been, otherwise the tree would have had fruit that Yeshua was expecting. We too must watch. We too must watch that we are not something that Yeshua does not want us to be. We're to be a fruitful tree for him, which will reflect the condition of our roots. How do we remain strong and right? Look what Yeshua said in John 15, starting in verse 1, John 15, 1. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he trims so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. The branch cannot itself produce fruit unless it abides in the vine. Likewise, you cannot produce fruit unless you abide in me. Yeshua says to us that we must remain connected to him to bear fruit. And that is the only way to bear any fruit. And we'll talk more about how to bear fruit in a moment. But now we can say that there's only one way to be fruitful. That's to be connected with him. But what does that actually look like in the lives of believers? The fruit is the evidence of strong roots. That evidence can and should look like a few things in our lives. The fruit can be seen as our obedience to his words for us. Scripture is full of instructions for us, from Genesis to Revelation. And as we're told in 2 Timothy, it's all for good. Most of you know this, 2 Timothy 3:14, starting there. You, however, continue in what you have learned and what you have become convinced of. For you know from whom you have learned, and from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to make you wise, leading to salvation through trusting in Messiah Yeshua. All scripture is inspired by God and useful for teaching, for reproof, for restoration, and for training in righteousness, so that the person belonging to God may be capable, fully equipped for every good deed. This continuing that Shaul is telling the disciple Timothy to do is to continue with what he was taught, which would have been the only scripture that they knew then, the Tanakh, the Old Covenant. Now for us, Scripture has been expanded, not replaced, expanded by the addition of the Brit Hadashah, the New Covenant. And all the Scripture is God-inspired and is good for nourishing our roots to make them strong. Strong roots will also show themselves as transformed lives that are walking more Messiah-like each day. Good fruit will also be seen in a brotherly love that extends to all, and in our sharing of our understanding and our faith of Messiah Yeshua. Regarding our sharing as a reflection of healthy roots, I want to share this with you. Remember, our fruit is not measured by how many people respond to a message that we share of Messiah and how they react. Instead, our fruit is measured by how we react to the word of Adonai and what we do with it. We are bearing fruit when we love and share. We are not to judge or be judged by how many people have prayed the sinner's prayer for the first time with us. We are not to count them as notches on the belt to wear for others to see. It is not our words or works that causes salvation in others. Therefore, we are not to judge our fruit or other people's fruit by numbers, but by loving actions. In the parable of the sower of the seeds, in that parable of the sower of seeds in Luke 8, we normally think about the seed that's being sown or the soil that the seed falls on. But let's think about the sower for a moment. And I would say the sower is a man with strong roots. What makes the sower a man of good roots? Let's take a quick read of the parable from Yeshua in Luke Luke 8:5, starting there. The sower went out to spread his seed. As he sowed, some fell beside the road and was trampled, and the birds of the air ate it up. And other seed fell on rock. When it came up, that seed withered away because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And other seed fell on good soil, and when it came up, it produced fruit of 100-fold. While saying these things, he would call out, He who has ears, let him hear. So again, why do I believe that the man sowing seed had good roots? Was it the fact that some of the seed that he sowed out had a great harvest? No. It was the fact that he was sowing the seeds in the first place. He didn't have the ability to force the seed only onto the good soil. But he sowed in faith that some of it would fall on good soil. His good fruit showed in not the harvest, but the sowing. This is the encouragement to us to keep sowing so that we do not know, because we don't know what kind of soil it's going to fall on. Excuse me a second. I'm sorry. So far, we've heard how to recognize the fruit of strong roots. But how do we strengthen our own roots? Scripture tells us a few things about growing our roots strong. So we'll look at Psalm 1 first. At the very beginning of Psalm 1. Psalm 1:1. Happy is the one who has not walked in the advice of the wicked, nor stood in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the Torah of Adonai, and on his Torah he meditates day and night. He will be like a planted tree over streams of water, producing its fruit during its season. Its leaves never droop, but in all he does, he succeeds. What we do indicates where our roots are. We should know that the place where we are planted and where we take root matters. Stay away from scoffers, the light in the Torah, and we will be the tree planted over the stream that absorbs the water needed for life and that leads to leaves and fruit. Then we are planted in the word of Adonai. We will see life, health, and fruit. But what of those who have been walking outside of the will of Adonai? Listen to the parable of the barren fig tree in Luke 13. Luke 13:6. Then Yeshua began telling this parable. A man had a fig tree he had planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. He said to the gardener, "Indeed, for 3 years I've come searching for fruit on this fig tree and found none. Remove it. Why does it use up the ground?" But answering, the gardener said to him, "Master, leave it alone for this year also, until I dig around it and apply fertilizer. And if it bears fruit, good. But if not, cut it down." This parable is one not only showing the patience of Adonai, but the need to be cared for and fertilized or fed by the word so that we will bear fruit. When we are not in the Word, we will not bear fruit. But even for those who are not currently in the Word, there is another change. There's another change given. But only if we take care. So if you're not in the Word, you can still cultivate your roots. You can still fertilize your roots. You can start reading the Word. You can start praying. And you will bear fruit eventually. The expectation that the tree planted for fruit in the vineyard means that if it does not, then the master knows that it's better to be removed and replaced by another. This can apply pressure to produce for the tree. And for us, when we're considered to be the tree. The fact is, if our roots are properly fed, then we cannot help but produce the fruit he's looking for, and then we will please the master. A tree doesn't have to work very hard if the roots are healthy and fed correctly to bear fruit. Fruit cannot be helped when all is good and right. Therefore, the worry about what our fruit is like will not change our ability to bear fruit for Adonai. But our concern about what we're doing with our roots has a direct effect on the production of our fruit. If we are to focus on fruit in our lives, it could lead to works-based thinking regarding salvation. But by focusing on our roots, we're now thinking about what is feeding us, which should change us to be more Messiah-like. So many people want to tell us to look up, but sometimes the correct thing to do is look down. Look down at your root system so that when we look up, we'll not only see Messiah, but we'll see fruit in our trees. By focusing on the roots, I mean feeding them right. That means feeding on the word of Adonai. Listen to Colossians 1, starting in verse 9. For this reason also, ever since we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We keep asking God that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in wisdom and spiritual understanding to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respect, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. Regarding his word, reading his word causes us to be filled with the knowledge of his will. And that causes wisdom and understanding in us, which will strengthen our roots and cause us to bear fruit. You will not be able to stop yourself from bearing fruit if you walk with him and grow with him and reflect and resemble him more and more. This is why in so many of the introductions of the letters by Shaul, the Apostle Paul, that he encourages them to continue walking in the word of Adonai. Even Peter in his second letter does the same thing. His encouragement is to walk out in faith that which they received by the word of Adonai. 2 Peter 1, starting in verse 5. Now, for this reason, making every effort, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly love, and to brotherly love, love. For if these qualities are in you and increasing, they keep you from becoming idle and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. These actions listed by Peter, what they are is exercising your roots. When we do not do these things, we get closer to becoming unfruitful. the knowledge of who Adonai is and the things of his as listed, and then doing them will keep us fruitful. The things to keep us fruitful are not the works that seem to produce things, but the roots that make you want to do the things that will bear the fruit that both Adonai and others will see. We don't have roots to care for, but the truth is that we depend upon Adonai. As the vine we're grafted into, he is the good root. And therefore, it is not that we do not need to worry about our root. But if we are truly grafted in completely and correctly, then our root should reflect his root, which is always good, yes, and amen. Now, I read a quote that defined bearing fruit, and it went like this. To bear fruit means to render ourselves entirely to God's will, allowing him to work his will through us. Of course, this involves evangelism, but will we be useful or effective in evangelism without these qualities? Bearing fruit necessarily involves personal growth, from which comes the zeal and love needed to tell others about Messiah Yeshua. The act of bearing fruit is the act of giving ourselves over to Adonai and his plans for us. He wants us to share our faith, share our love with others, to share even our prayer requests and our prayers with others. Early I said that we should not judge our roots based on the effectiveness of our sharing or how many come to faith. Then how can we judge the condition of our roots? Let's read 1 John 2:3, starting there. Now we know that we have come to know him by this. If we keep his commandments, the one who says, I have come to know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his words, in him the love of God is truly made perfect. We know that we are in him by this. Whoever claims to abide in him must walk just as he walked. If we keep his words and abide in him, then we will have no choice but to have healthy roots. Walking in his words is the definition of having healthy roots. But what if we don't? Then we see just a few verses later this, 1 John 2:9. The one who says that he is in the light and hates his the one who says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in the darkness. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in darkness. He doesn't know where he's going because the darkness had made his eyes blind. Walking without him is walking in the dark and causing stumbles and blind eyes. Just as walking in his word is the definition of healthy roots, not walking in his word is the definition of unhealthy, rotted roots. By what we allow into our hearts and what we do determines our roots' health, which determines our eternal future. More than instructions of what to do or not to do, the words of Torah are ways to ensure healthy roots. And by not following them, we fall victim to the world and to Satan. Satan can fool people into walking unhealthy lives, but he cannot force anyone to walk that way. Satan can't force the walk, but Yeshua will not force a walk. Walking with him and doing for him is free will on our part. Decisions made now will decide our eternal fate. And most people don't even realize what's going on and what's happening with every decision that they make. Walking in the way of Messiah Yeshua and the instructions we get out of the Torah is not a sign of bearing fruit. It's the only way to determine if we're bearing fruit. There is no other way to bear fruit than to be attached to the vine, which is Adonai. John told us this in John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and is dried up. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. In this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Without Yeshua, without the Ruach, we are not able to do anything. But with him, we're able to do all things. Bearing fruit is to the glory of Adonai and is a sign that you are a disciple of Yeshua's. When we are walking in his ways with faith, Hebrews tells us what to expect. Hebrews 11:6. Now without faith, it is impossible to please God. For the one who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. If we seek him out with faith, then we will please him. If we seek out God with faith and believe that he is the God who created all things, then he will reward us. With what? With his presence, which strengthens our roots, our walk, and our lives. We will succeed because he always succeeds. My encouragement for today is that we are to be more concerned about our roots than our fruit. If we are more concerned with our roots than our fruit, then the fruit that will happen naturally, if we're more concerned about our fruit, if we're more concerned about our roots than our fruit, then the fruit will happen naturally. You can't stop it if we have healthy roots. If we allow the Ruach to guide and counsel us, it is then that the world will see Adonai by our faith and our fruits. So let's read what Shaul had to say about what our fruits should look like when the world looks at us. We read in Romans 12:9. And I'm going to read all the way from 12:9 to 21. It's a long passage. But listen to what our fruit should look like. Let love be without hypocrisy, detesting what is evil, holding fast to the good. Be tenderly devoted to one another in brotherly love. Outdo one another in giving honor. Do not be lagging in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Keep serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, enduring in distress, persisting in prayer, contributing to the needs of the Keshodim, extending hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Repay no evil for evil. Give thought to what is good in the eyes of all people. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live in shalom with all people. Never take your own revenge, loved ones, but give room for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says Adonai. Rather, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For by doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Shaul writes here what could be the best description of what we are to look like and what those that we look up to and learn from should look like. Can they be out there in the world doing things that we hope those in power, whether it be political or influential power, are doing? They can. But there seems to be so few in real power in the world that reflect these traits. It's not impossible to be a true believer and to be in the world and to be successful. But it's becoming harder and harder to find them or to be one of them. The more we are in the presence of Adonai and others who would want to be like-minded and act like Messiah, then the stronger our roots will become. The stronger our roots become, the greater our fruit will become. That means pushing out the world and its entertainment for the reading of the Word and interacting with others who are in the Word. That means that when our doors are open for prayer, would you be better off resting at home or flexing your spiritual muscle with others doing the same? It means that when it's Shabbat, but we have something that needs to be done, are we better off doing the other thing or doing the will of Adonai and gathering with other like-minded individuals to praise and glorify Adonai? These are the choices we make that determines our root system that we'll have, that will determine our fruits, and dare I say, eventually our eternity. Father, we just thank you for sharing with us your word that nourishes our fruit, nourishes our roots, so that we may produce the fruit that you want to see. May all that we do glorify you. May all that we do point others to you. For you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is no other but you. May we be the ones who point others to you. It's not that we want to count on our belt how many we pray with, but we do want to display our fruit to the world and to you. Let it be that our roots grow stronger and stronger through you. And everyone said, amen and amen. All right, so we're going to finish up.